It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
The police!
When Ham the AstroTurf said, no more space flights! Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's the poster child for no cloning. Paul LaVoy!
All right, here we come. Ready or not, it is Speak Out for Wednesday, April 15th, 2026. Ooh, that dreaded date, Chad. April 15th.
I don't dread it.
I don't dread it anymore.
Why?
Back in the day, you used to have to get tax preparer and this and that and the other thing. Now you can pretty much do it all yourself, right? It's like pumping gas.
Well, I mean, if you have simple return, sure.
I wouldn't say simple. Mine aren't simple, but I had two... 1099s from two different companies, so it's not simple, right?
Pretty,
you probably have like eight,
that's,
right?
That's pretty simple.
Well, I had some capital gains, too.
Oh, that's still pretty simple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
At least it was a business, right? Anyway, welcome to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
See, I potted you way down.
Yeah, I saw you.
Messing with you. And, of course, our other co-host is Jennifer Luzzi.
Hostess.
Hello,
hostess.
And good yes. morning.
Hostess. Jennifer Luzzi is a realtor, of course, with the Jennifer Luzzi Group, Keller Williams.
Keller Williams.
Got it. Did I get it right?
You did.
Nice.
You did
perfect.
Awesome.
You have a VIP in the studio, and he came all the he came the farthest of anybody.
Yes, he did.
he gets the prize today. Tell us who your guest is.
Well, this is a very close friend of mine of like probably about 30 years, and believe it or not, Kelly Welton is with us. He's joining us. He really brings up the energy in the room because this is the guy that has literally got me in the mortgage industry 26 years ago. He's the one who took me out of the car business, said, you got to start doing mortgages. And he's been my mentor for many, many years. And we bounce things off one another probably, what, 5, 6, 7 times a month. I'll call him, hey, I got this weird scenario. What do you think about this? And he'll call me and go, hey, I got this weird scenario. What do you think about this? So we collaborate quite a bit, even though he lives in Texas.
Uh-huh.
We pick up the phone and we talk to one another. So I brought him in because I wanted him to see, like, hey, this is what we kind of do here in Mojave County. And I don't know if he's going to be impressed or...
Does he get to talk?
Surprise. Sure.
Do you talk, Kelly?
I do occasionally. You have to pull the string on my back.
He just described Tony Robbins. And I'm like, wow, I'm really impressed, man.
Tony Robbins ain't got nothing on
really?
Kelly.
Really?
No.
Yeah. Really?
That's the caliber we're talking about.
That's right. Let's
Kelly,
all stand up and go, yeah.
So do you motivate people?
Do I motivate? I hope to. Sometimes I motivate myself occasionally.
Oh, very
yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
So what is Chad alluding to about the mentor properties that you have?
Well, we've worked together many times. We even worked together back in the car business 30 years ago.
Almost 30 years ago.
You sold cars?
I did.
Why am I not surprised, Jennifer?
In Texas?
No, I've never lived in Texas. No.
California.
No.
Nice
California.
State, though, for tax-wise, right?
Yeah. Well, except property tax.
Well, you know, there
property
is that.
Property taxes are crazy.
But I've always heard that everything's cheaper when it's this much here, it's even lower there. So, you know.
A little bit.
Talking about in the days when I smoked cigarettes and had vices and that sort of thing. So
you don't have vices now?
Not so much. Not
okay.
so much.
All right.
Well, not of the never mind.
That's a deep road.
That is a rabbit hole we don't want to go down. Thank you, Jennifer. Woo, she's like my wing girl today. Perfect. So what is different about the mortgage industry now, or what are the similarities between now and 26 years ago when you and Chad were working together?
Regulation.
A lot of regulation.
Over-regulation?
The similarities or your qualification stuff is still pretty much the same. I mean, the ratios and the numbers change, whether your debt-to-income ratio is high or low, whatever. That's pretty much the same. But years ago, you went and met the person, Jennifer, you know this, you went and sat across, and you do this now, across the kitchen table with them, filled out an application by hand, and filled out it was only a two-page loan application at the time. Now I believe it is up to a 14-page. It's just, you know.
For a loan app.
Regulation.
For a loan app, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and all the mail that you get afterward to, you know, your Privacy Act, this, that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You know how much that costs, right? I used to do mailers for a utility. And it's an insane amount.
It's nuts.
And that was for a very small area. But what we do here, Kelly, is we cover this area as far as Havasu, a little bit of Kingman and Bullhead as well, and the prices and the market trends and that sort of thing for real estate.
Sure.
So people can follow along and then laugh at Chad.
Come on, nobody laughs at me.
And our lady with the numbers, I don't want to say you tell the story.
No,
you have numbers today.
I do have some numbers today. I did not bring my stats on what our actual meeting, which our average last month I think was at 749, but which is high. Mind you, though, that's on a listed price, and we did list a $4.5 million property, so that's going to skew those numbers a little tiny bit. But our median price was around $458, I believe.
And so that's down.
And what's really interesting...
$458?
I believe that's correct.
It was down from $477.5 in February.
Well, I've heard that's a nationwide trend, though.
Actually, I brought those numbers in with
you.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. It's an interesting thing, because like right now, and this is what I just was sharing with Steve earlier before I walked in, the national median, I believe, for March was $385, which... I remember, you know, 20 years ago, we were super excited to just sell something at $200,000.
Right.
Right. Now, here we are over the national average in little old Lake Havasu City.
Year 2000, I paid, or my wife at the time, and I paid $79 for a three-bedroom, two-bath with, it had everything. It even had the vacuum where you...
Central vacuum.
Central vac, thank you.
Yeah, we felt pretty blessed.
Had everything.
We felt the same in 95, I think. We bought I don't know if it was 1,700 square feet, three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage, third of an acre, block wall.
Wow.
For $110,000.
Right, right,
I mean,
right.
It was like brand-new home.
Is that here?
Yeah, brand-new home.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we were super jazzed. We won't talk about the house in Huntington Beach before we got here.
So we know the numbers. Price-wise, now what about the numbers sales and volume-wise?
Well, had, right now I'm just talking to you. Well, okay, so closed single-family for the month of March was, single-family was 129, condos and townhomes 21, and manufactured was 12 for a total number of 162. Interesting, I kind of ran some pool numbers because we're getting into that season, like pool time is good time here.
Except when they drain them.
Yeah, it's true. That's not a very fun time. So in that number of 129, we had 62 did not have pools, and it's almost split. 69 had pools, which is kind of cool. And then, of course, most all of our condos and manufactured homes have community pools. As far as currently what's active on the market, we have 35 model homes that are listed active, 55 manufactured homes, 9 townhomes, 116 condos. That's way up.
Wow.
Well, the snowbirds have left. So traditionally when the snowbirds depart, they list their property, see if it's going to sell, you know, while they're gone.
Wow. I know of
not while they're occupying.
I know of one company that rents here locally, you know, to renters or whatever they do. They're from Idaho, and I've heard that he has, out of 15 condos, he has 8 vacant.
Wow.
And that's over a month vacant. So, that tells me something that that the rental market, maybe it'll relax a little bit. I don't know.
I didn't check in with the rental market before we came today. Mm-hmm. In the past, we've been running really heavy on inventory for rentals. I'm not on top of the Airbnb market.
Really heavy meaning that rentals are open?
There's a lot of vacancy.
Now, I've heard a really interesting concept, Chad. We've talked about the short-term rentals and how we, in Arizona, we have the cities have very little power on what they can do with short-term rentals. I don't know if you knew that or not, as far as regulation goes. But the HOAs are a different story.
Yes.
Well, HOAs can completely control
the
it.
The HOAs can say, we don't want them.
HOAs do say, we don't want them.
That's what one that I'm familiar with is doing. You can be grandfathered in, but once it's sold, no more Airbnb, no more Vrbo.
I think there's really only one or maybe two complexes that still allow greater than 30-day rental.
Shorter than
30 days, short-term rental. Most everybody's gone to a minimum of 30 or 90 days.
Hmm. Do you know why that is?
Nobody wants the nuisance of, you know, short-term people. They're usually here on holiday, and most of those people in those complexes are full-time residents.
And it fills up the trash. I would imagine it's quite an expense to have to sanitize and clean after one family is there, too.
Well, I don't run a cleaning company, so I'm not sure on that, but the costs of cleaning have gone up, which one of the side effects of the short-term rental industry.
What's happening in the mortgage markets right now? What's going on with the interest rates?
Well, interest rates have taken a turn for the worse. We've kind of seen an increase in interest rates, but it's kind of starting to stabilize a little bit. So we're starting to see, you know, a couple of investors repricing for the better, but it's not significant. Things have been pretty flat, whereas we talked about this last month when we did the show, when the mortgage-backed securities and bonds were trading in our favor. We had a refinance boom of about 3 days where we saw interest rates on conventional products get down into the high fives. That's gone. We're back into the mid sixes to the higher sixes, depending upon the scenario that we're seeing. So in a lump sum, we've seen the market somewhat deteriorate, which brings us to kind of some of the data that I had brought in with me. That's starting to have an effect on home sales. So when we look at the National Association of Realtors, they're saying home sales fell 3.6% in March. And that's signaling a kind of a weak start to our spring. So when I talk about something like that from NAR is going to be nationwide. So for us, and Jennifer would be more of the expert on this, is that locally we're a resort town. So when we talk about things that are happening in a countrywide market, they don't tend to have as much of a impact on what we see in Havasu. Now, when you throw Kingman and Bullhead into the mix, or maybe even Laughlin, I don't know Laughlin market because I don't lend there. So when we talk about those things, they don't really have as much of a deep impact on Havasu. Havasu being the crown jewel, right? Everybody wants to be in the resort town. But Bullhead, too. There's a lot of really cool properties in Bullhead.
Bullhead and Kingman are on a uptick
now. Yeah, they are. Where Havasu, we're still down, 18% year over year? But an 18% correction is not all that bad. I don't think we're going to see. And I was just talking to another realtor today. I mean, sorry.
Sorry, you cheated on Jennifer.
Yes,
I talked to a lot of them. We were talking about that very thing. And in Havasu, we're still seeing folks that are going, well, I'm going to wait for the market to crash. And my response is, go ahead.
Yeah, keep waiting.
It's not. I don't think it's going to happen. We still have people that are coming in buying investment properties or buying secondary residences. We're still in over a 45% cash market, and even a lot of the 1.5s and the $1.8 million homes, they're coming in with cash. So when I talk to my realtor friends and associates and partners, when I say, well, I don't want them to pay cash, you know, $1.5 million, great for the economy, great for us here, because when people are buying $1.5, $1.8 million homes, they're bringing money into the community.
Correct.
And that's good for the community.
Overall.
And that I like. But I want those loans. And unfortunately, we don't have the opportunity to get them if it's a cash transaction.
You know, it's funny when they talk about, we're waiting for it to crash. right now, as of today, we only have 2 short sales on the market, and we've sold one foreclosure and 1 short sale in the last month.
Wow.
So there's the distressed inventory is just not there as people desire.
And we do get calls occasionally from folks who are like, hey, do you know of any foreclosures not in Havasu? That data right there will give you that number.
Although I'm not surprised to start seeing more and more short sales coming on because of the interest rate situation. You know, a lot of people are trying to roll that debt that they've acquired into their house, which they used to be able to do super well.
Right.
But now that payment is a little bit higher than what those combined payments might have been.
Right. And which brings to light the HELOC. We're talking about credit card debts, you know, still toppling $1.1 trillion nationwide. And folks are saying, well, I don't want to refinance my house because I got a 2% interest rate. So the HELOC is really starting to become more and more of a popular product. We're mm-hmm. starting to see more people say, look, I got all this debt, but I don't want to refinance my mortgage. But if you take the mortgage and you say, well, I got 2% on it, yeah, but you have 23% on your
credit card debt.
I think the credit card debt average is something like 24%. It's crazy.
Wouldn't know.
Yeah, me neither. Fortunately, knock on wood. When you look at that and you say, well, okay, well, you're paying 24%, but you have 2%, but you have $50,000 in credit card debt, and you only owe $150,000 on your house, we really need to kind of take a look at this and see what we're going to do. And that's the big difference between just selling loans in a call center and putting loans together that make sense for people.
That income to debt ratio, right?
Well, no, debt to income.
Debt to income?
Yeah, debt to income
different.
Or DTI.
Oh, it is different.
Yeah, it's totally different. You're looking at blended rates. It's unfortunate, and I'm not passing judgment on anybody. When you have a situation where you're going to be in debt, right? So it's part of life, and unfortunately, it can in times get a little out of control. But if you use that $150,000 mortgage, but yet I got $70,000 in credit card debt, 50% of your outstanding debt is in revolving debt that has interest rates that are well above, 15%. Let's just say you take a credit card that has an interest rate of 22%, that's 50% of your debt.
And you're not paying it off,
you're still getting charged for not paying it off.
Over
and over. And when we have conversations with folks who say, well, we can get you a HELOC at 9%, they're like, oh, gosh, that's crazy. Historically, it's not. Historically, a 2% interest rate, we're probably never going to see that again. That's reality. So if you look at these interest rates that are in the 6% range, 6.5% range, and folks come and they go, well, that's really high. Well, no, it's not. You're just used to the artificially low COVID.
Let's put it in context.
Yeah, let's put it in context.
Right.
So if we could get a stabilized market in the 5.5% range, that opens up anywhere between $7 to $9 trillion in refinance transactions. Is that going to come? Well, us in the mortgage industry have all been waiting for that. And if it does come, we're all going to be busy. And I don't even know if I'm going to have time to do a radio show because I'm not going to be able to leave my office.
What was that expression from The Big Lebowski?
What's that?
You wouldn't miss the real estate power hour even if I had to sit Shiva? Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when he's driving.
Yeah.
And I don't roll on Shabbos.
I don't roll on Shabbos. That's it.
You don't drive. You don't go to the movies. And you don't roll on Shabbos.
That's it.
There's so many great lines for that movie.
There really is. That's John Goodman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Sadly, on this date in music history, let's see if I can find it. Just roll back on me. Punk pioneer Joey Ramone, whose real name was Jeffrey Ross Hyman, by the way. Singer of the Ramones died after losing a long battle with lymphatic cancer. He was 49 years old. On November 30th, 2003, a block of East 2nd Street in New York City was officially named Joey Ramone Place.
Okay.
I have a feeling that's where CBGB was.
Could probably be pretty close.
Yeah. All right, it is the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom.
Ah, gotcha. He likes to go high.
I like
to go low. He likes to surprise me.
We'll use radio terms. I like to peak the meter.
Yes, you do. That you do. In more ways than one. That's Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Check them out online at MojaveMortgages.com. And we have Jennifer Luzzi here from the Jennifer Luzzi Group, Keller Williams. Right?
Yep, that's it.
And she's at the JenniferLuzzi Group.com. And that's Luzzi with 2 Z's. as everybody already knows. Right?
Jeez.
At least in this town.
Yes.
All right. And Kelly's here. I didn't get a last name, did I?
Welton.
I did get a last name. I didn't write it down. We'll have to immortally preserve him online when Junebug puts the show up, right?
Well, at his age, he's already preserved.
Oh, my God.
That ain't right.
Is that pickled?
So we have Diamondbacks tickets for this Friday, this Saturday. Sundays were gotten yesterday by Ron, listener Ron. It's the Toronto Blue Jays are playing the Arizona Diamondbacks this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I can give you a four-pack for Friday or a four-pack for Saturday.
I might have tickets to something.
Really?
Maybe we'll talk about it.
What?
I'm going to say anything.
You're not? You mean you're going to give them away?
Maybe.
Really? Does that have anything to do with a Blitzkrieg or a bop?
It'll be a Blitzkrieg, that's for sure.
All right. 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNGR if you want to participate. Or you can do it by text.
Oh,
we have a Diamondbacks call. 928-727-5566 if you want to offer up your thoughts via text message. Make this talk radio and text radio, not just listen radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom.
About faith healer? You think he was a faith healer? Sam Kinison?
Sam Kinison.
He could scream the demons out of you.
He was a pastor.
We have crazy sidebar conversations off the air here on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom.
All right, welcome back. And we're broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Kelly, do you see a sink in here?
No sink.
No sink.
Look carefully.
Oh, there's a sink.
Toy sink.
Oh, there's a kitchen sink.
Yeah, it's a toy sink. I can't hear you because your mic's down, buddy.
There you go.
How do you motivate people with your mic down?
Yeah, I'm just so loud it just comes through. I don't need a mic.
He is. You can hear the Texas in this guy.
Just a little bit. Some people, I don't throw a y'all out there very often, though.
Hey, y'all. All right. Find City Maytag 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Also by... Oh, man, I know these guys. Mojave Mortgage.
Oh, I love those guys.
I do, too. Mojave Electric Cooperative. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford by TWN Fiber Internet. Salmon's Air Conditioning by Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road. And A&B Propane. Just check out abpropaneaz.com. And don't forget, we stream live in our archives. Kelly, if you take one of my business cards right there on the back, I got tired of writing it, so they sent it to the printer that way. Now you can go online, check out the show in the archives, and Marissa June will have it up at about 12:15.
Junebug.
Nice.
Junebug.
Right. We love
Junebug. Did you bring you coffee today?
No. I don't need any. I think I'm
amping.
Having a coffee meltdown right
Are you?
Now.
Nice haircut, by the way.
Yeah, I got them all cut.
Did you say you had tickets?
I don't know if I should do this because I don't
to
know
the
if
Wizard
you're,
of Oz with the sphere.
I don't know if your phone lines can handle this, but I have tickets, and I'm only willing to give a pair of tickets out. You have to call into the show at the next break. I have two tickets, general admission, to the April 25th waterless boat race at Havasu 95.
Wow. Fun.
This ticket sold out in 7 minutes.
What's the date?
Super fun.
April 25th. So if you call during the next break, Mojave Mortgage will give you two tickets. I cannot spare any more than that because this is a very hot ticket.
Yes, it is.
So you can come out, and you can only come out if you're a fan of the number 33 Circle Rocket.
That's the same date as the Desert Storm VIP party and the awards ceremony, which I'm hosting.
Oh,
very
the very
cool.
First year they've had an event host. I'm doing the welcome party on Wednesday.
How cool is that?
The street party, which the Commons will be the Eye of the Storm.
That's on the 25th?
No, that's on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, Thursday.
So I'll be hosting that. And then the finale is the VIP party, and there's a band from Vegas coming. It's a private party, but they're called 80 Station. You should look them up. They are phenomenal.
They rock?
Oh, man. They wear Devo outfits, everything, man.
We're going to actually be out on the stoop of Mojave Mortgage, and we're going to be cooking hot dogs.
Nice.
So for our friends and family, so if you stop by, come on by and have a hot dog.
Have a hot dog.
Yeah.
Right. Are you providing the buns, too?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Condiments?
Yes, of course. I mean, what kind of
you can't have a hot dog without condiments.
Well, Chad is known for not cheaping out.
Come on, what kind of monster do you think I am?
You never cheap out on anything.
I don't.
Throws a good party, doesn't he, Kelly?
He does. Does
right,
indeed.
Right. What didn't we go? Did we go over
you
cash?
You know, we didn't look at how many cash versus finance.
Yeah, what
finance.
Was the cash?
Cash was 75. Finance was 80.
Oh.
Which is again super close. Yeah.
75 cash?
75 cash, 80 finance. So 80 finance. When we break that down, now these are member, it's based on the agent reporting this information in our MLS. Conventional was 66, FHA was 11, and VA was 3. We had 4, I didn't put this in the numbers, 4 owner carry, 3 other, which could be private lending, and then I did add the 3 1031 exchanges into the cash.
Wow. So 155 total sales.
That reported.
So you got 75 divided by 155. That's 48% cash.
Correct, and I got 52 in financing.
Yeah.
So our numbers jive.
Right. do we know where those transactions, where those cash buys were?
Like what
like
part
for
of
what properties, yeah.
Oh, I didn't pull the individual
like
properties.
Was,
I'd have to go through
not,
72 different
properties. Not the actual
MLSs.
Properties. Like, did you see a lot from Riviera, or did you see...
I did not. I didn't break it down. I
okay.
just did the search field for
the
cash contracts.
I always just assume they're for the Foothills and Riviera, but that's not always true, I would imagine.
No, it's not always true, yeah.
There's a lot of investors that come in and pay cash, and they're, you know, we haven't...
But there's a lot of... A lot of flips that are getting cash. There's a lot of different properties that get cash versus finance or owner private lending.
Jennifer, are you starting to see multiple offers in some cases,
you
or
know,
is that kind of a thing in the past?
In some cases, there's a couple. We have a handful that show up with multiple offers. Not a high number of multiple
sure.
offers, but at least maybe 2 or 3. And it's really interesting. There, I was talking to an agent out of Dayton, Ohio. And she's like, it is freaking nuts. We have more buyers than we have listings in Dayton, Ohio,
right.
which is close to a military base. And what's interesting is Columbus, Ohio is up right now 4.1% over last year, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, San Francisco is the big winner. They're, sorry, I need my readers, 12.4% up. They are the biggest winner, which is just kind of fascinating, San Francisco. I don't know who's buying up there. I'm sure a lot of people are vacating.
Is that total sales up 12.4%?
No,
year
this
over
is
year?
Over just price growth. It's their price growth because they're obviously there's enough interest that it's holding the price point. It's interest is just dry. You know, that price is your catalyst for supply and demand.
I'll tell you what I hear is really hopping in Mojave County is Colorado City. I heard... doing really well. It's like the next Sedona.
That's
really?
Funny.
Yeah, it's
I'm
a totally changed image. Mm-hmm. Most of the FLDS are now in Texas. I don't think they're... Yeah, there's a compound in Texas.
Interesting. That's a long ways to go from.
But the scenic views and the...
Oh, it's
just
beautiful
very
up there.
Difficult to get to. But Travis Lingenfelter, who is the supervisor for District 1 and the chairman of the Board of Supervisors now... he was on the show telling us about this about a year and a half ago, so it's probably even gained more momentum.
Well, you know, it's so close to Mesquite. That's a gorgeous area. St. George, just absolutely freaking gorgeous up there.
And then about 32 miles more, and you got Cedar City.
Yeah.
That's all gorgeous up there.
Let's
all
go fishing up there, man.
Rocks. I'm going fishing on the lake on Saturday.
On the lake?
Yeah, our lake. I got some buddies coming into town.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you fish for?
Striper.
Big ones or little ones?
Well, any of them. Do you get to choose?
No, every time I go out, I get little ones.
Yeah, whatever.
And the fisherman always talks about how big his fish is.
Not this one.
No, lately it's been they've been scratching small ones. I do enjoy fishing, so I got some buddies coming in from California. You're more than welcome to come with us on Saturday if you like.
I have to go to a boat show.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, this is our season.
Friday.
I have to make an appearance at the boat show.
I think I'm volunteering at the beer booth on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's...
You know, Rick Rigler's
Rick still works for you, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, we work together.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, he works for the company, but, I mean, Rigler has got his fingers in a lot of dams. He's
very heavily involved in the Marine Association.
Oh, yeah, and he's, I mean, his service to our community is incredible.
Right.
He does a lot of good stuff for our community,
yep.
And we're very blessed to have him with us. And smart guy, very, very smart. So he does run that whole, I think he runs the whole show, basically. He's like the CEO that takes care of all of it, and I did tell him I would volunteer for, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours to serve beer.
The DSM events and Jim Russell, they actually put that on, too.
Yeah.
But Rick was past president, and then he had to take it over again. He just stepped right into it again.
Yeah.
So I know you knew that, but we have a text off the KNTR Talk text line, 928-727-5566. Kind of lengthy, so bear with me. I don't like the sound of my own voice that much, right? With home prices, quiet you.
Yeah, right.
With home prices above national average in Lake Havasu City, how do local residents continue to afford rent? I don't know if they can answer that, but what is the outlook for long-term investment rentals? And how does an investor generate an ROI when home prices, interest rates, and currently Lake Havasu City rental prices don't yield a very good return on investment? One last paragraph, sorry.
Wait, there's more.
Wait. Yeah, answer 5 questions here. Those variables point to lower home prices in the near future unless real wages go up. And we can begin to charge higher rents. I don't know about the last commentary, but there were questions in there. Who wants to answer them?
Well, rents, I know, are up over what they were.
They're way up.
Yeah, they're way up right now.
I was paying, let me cut in for a second.
Yeah.
I rented at $795 in 2000, a one-bedroom, one-bath condo. In 6 years, well, by year number 6, past year number 5, it was up $455.
Wow.
A month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, rents
That's significant.
Our rents are up overall, over the whole picture. But it's a long-term investment. It's not a short-term investment. So it's going to change over time. Interest rates are going to evolve, and real estate's going to go up and down, which it always does. And so it's really not ever a truly bad time. Shoot. I have bitched at my kids not to buy at certain times. They've bought and they've rented, and they're doing an amazing job. So it's a long-term picture.
I got a perfect segue after that sugar comment, right? Seriously. Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, right?
I'm red and hot now.
Don't worry about it. Tammy Wynette, 1999. This is crazy, crazy stuff. The body of Tammy Wynette was exhumed from her grave in an attempt to settle a dispute over how the country music legend died. A new autopsy was conducted on her a week after 3 of her daughters filed a wrongful death lawsuit against her doctor and her husband and manager, George Ritchie, claiming they were responsible for her death 12 months ago. Ritchie said he had requested the autopsy because of the allegations made against him. So, I don't know if you've seen George and Tammy on Showtime.
I haven't.
Yeah, it's a very strange relationship, and then he's in there too. So, Ritchie is also part of this. So, if you know the Tammy Wynette history.
How did we segue into this?
I'm not sure.
Because I needed bumper music. Oh! And you didn't give me any.
Hey, you can always choose the Ramones like you did earlier. I'm a fan.
Where's a little Stand By Your Man? And it's not the Blues Brothers, all right?
Oh, God, that was funny.
So, did you want to do the Waterless Boat Races tickets now?
Yeah. Anybody who calls in, I got a 2-pack. That's all I can spare is a 2-pack.
2-pack Shakur.
But you got to root for the 33 car.
And it's going to be caller number 3.
There we go. Caller number 3 for the 33 car.
928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. You like that? Stand By Your Man? And it's not the Blues Brothers. I love it. All right. We'll be back with more on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom.
Into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night.
Perfect time for a promo, right? the Sinatra, what is it? Oh, man, now I'm going to get it in trouble. There's a new name for it. I have to look it up.
Oh.
The Sinatra Showcase, I believe it is. It's not Sundays with Sinatra anymore, even though we have it on Sundays at 5 o'clock, 5 to 7. You're one of the sponsors.
Joe Piscopo.
He's phenomenal, by the way.
Yeah.
On this date in 1967, Nancy Sinatra and Frank Sinatra started a four-week run at number one with this song. Something Stupid is what it's called. They became the only father and daughter act ever to score a number one single. UB40 singer Allie Campbell covered the song in 1995 with his daughter, Kibby, but they didn't hit number one.
No.
So, nope, not even close. Not even in the UK. All right, welcome back to Speak Out and the Real Estate Power Hour. Boom! That's Chad Hansen. He is the CEO and founder of Mojave Mortgage. Hard to believe he's a founder, right?
Right.
That makes him old.
I am
and you're
old.
Not old. I'm older than you are.
I am old.
Nah, you're not old. And Jennifer Luzzi here as well from the Jennifer Luzzi Group, Keller Williams.
Yep.
How's everything going at Keller Williams?
Super good.
Yeah?
Today's our awards day.
You got Keller Williams red on right
I
now.
I do. I know. Yeah.
Is that intentional?
No, but they were on my desk, so I grabbed them.
I got it.
They ran out.
Did
right,
you,
so I can
right.
see.
Did you win an award?
You told her noon, by the way.
I know.
Yeah.
He's like 10-second Tom over here.
We know what award I won.
Did we give out the winner yet?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. No, but did we mention the name?
Well, no, because
first name
I
only.
I don't. Yeah, well, yeah, James from Kingman, he won the ticket.
And he was the first and third caller.
Yes, he was.
All right. Looks like one of our other callers is calling back. Are you turning in your D-backs tickets there, Roy?
Yeah, unfortunately, my grandson's got some stuff going on that night for school.
Dude, I was kidding.
Yeah.
Are you serious? You're playing Daddy Downer on me?
I'm sorry, sir.
That's
I can't help it. But, you know, hey,
right.
If my grandson's doing something, I'd want to go so bad, but unfortunately, I can't do that this time.
I got you. But you had a question for our expert panel, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I know.
Chad,
no pressure.
I've been looking at this HELOC or HELO or whatever, you know. I don't have much debt. My credit card, I think the maximum my credit card is like $2,000. So when it comes to the high interest rates and so forth, I'm not worried about that. What I'd like to do is find out how they do this when it comes to my interest rate on my particular mortgage right now is 2.5. And I don't want to mess with that.
Right.
Okay, but what I'd like to do is find out if I can get, I've got about maybe $300,000 to $400,000 of equity in my house. And I'd like to pull some money out of that. But I don't want to pay it off. They're telling me that there's a place out there that's got up to 10 years to be able to pay this back.
Mm.
Now, if I borrow money off of my, my stuff, is there a way to pay it off before the time period of 10 years and not getting hit with a mass amount of equity? I mean, percentage.
Absolutely. You don't on a HELOC. If you have a home equity line of credit, it's basically a revolving line where you use the equity of your property. So say you wanted to build a garage. Let's just use that as an example because that's very popular here in Havasu or even Kingman or Bullhead. If you wanted, you wanted to do a $100,000 line, and you only use $50,000 of it,
hang on, Chad. Roy, can you turn your radio down, please?
You know, okay, yeah. I tell you what. Let me hang up, and you guys explain it to me.
Okay,
how's that?
Perfect.
Yeah,
listen
perfect.
Off the air.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Roy.
Okay, so
you
can borrow. Say you wanted to do a $100,000 line, and you only needed $50,000. So your payment is only going to be based upon the $50,000. You have the ability to pay that back at any time while you have the line within the first, depending upon the HELOC. Some of them have 5-year draw periods. Some of them have 10-year draw periods. So let's just use a 5-year draw period. So say you borrow $50,000, you build your garage, and then you pay it off. 10 months later, you still have $50,000 or $100,000 that you can draw on. So you can borrow against it and then pay it off a multitude of times within 5 years. Whatever's outstanding on the line at the 5-year mark, that's what you have to pay back within. Most of them are another 10-year period or 20-year period. You pay that back over time, or if you want to pay it off early, there's no prepayment penalty on the HELOC. Now, if you do pay it off within, say, the first year, they will hit you with a prepayment penalty. But typically, it's not a whole lot. It depends on which investor we're putting the HELOC through. Typically, it would only be, I don't know, an early closure fee of a few hundred bucks. It's not that big of a deal. So to answer your question, yes, you can borrow and pay it off as many times as you like within the draw period and have no penalty. Hope that answers your question.
I hope so, too. He took the time to call in and everything and had to wade through contest callers. So
right.
There you go.
Phone lines have been busy today.
Like the waterless boat races. What do you want, right?
You know, James, when we talked to him off the air, and he said he'd never been, and it's the waterless boat race. It sold out in 7 minutes.
Kelly, have you heard of this in Texas?
I have not.
Explain what goes on there.
Well, they take old boats and they chain them on the back of cars with no trailers, and then they soak the track up, and man, they turn them loose. And the person who has the biggest piece of boat left at the end of, I think, 25 or 30 laps, that's the winner.
Nice.
Yeah.
And why do they do this?
Why?
Is it to resurface the track, or?
Why not?
No, I'm just saying.
No.
That's got to be hard on the track.
Oh, it definitely does not do well for the track. There is shrapnel everywhere.
Shrapnel.
Oh, my gosh. There's boats flying and fiberglass and I mean, they take all of the...
The engine to remove.
Yeah, they take the transoms off, and they take all the metal parts off, because that would be dangerous.
Right. And glass.
Things would go flying into the stands. But, I mean, they'll come around. It's not uncommon to see a boat going faster than the car and make it the car spin around. They go into the dirt. Oh, it's 20 minutes of just pure laughter. It's a mix between a crash-up derby and a stock car race, and it's fun.
Yeah, I've never been either. I won't be able to go this year.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
There you go.
Yeah, actually, we race that night, so the Mojave Mortgage car will be out there.
The Circle Rocket.
So, James, you gotta root for the 33 car, and then after the race, make sure you come to the pits. We're going to have tacos for everybody.
Stay off that wall, you hear?
Yeah, I'm going to do my best.
Those darn walls.
He's a race car driver now. You believe that, Kelly?
Yeah.
And you knew him when, right?
I knew him when. I saw him drive when he was out in California. I knew he was going to be a race car driver.
CHP knew, too.
I knew him by name.
Did he have crazy aspirations back then? Stuff you wouldn't even think of, like a race car driver?
Yeah, he's always had a little bit of a, you know, my
Maverick.
My dad used to say half bubble off plum. He's just a little bit on the crazy side.
My dad used that term, half a bubble off. He didn't say plum, but that's funny. Oh, man.
You know, I had some buddies of mine from California out for our last race, and I hadn't seen these guys in 30 years, and they asked my race crew, they go, was he like this back in high school? And one of them goes, yep. Just like this. And I go, well, then, you know, good. I haven't changed.
No, that's
and
good.
That's a
You're
good
consistent.
Thing.
Those are the
good
guys
thing.
That are coming out to go fishing with me this weekend.
Oh, very
so
good.
I'm really excited to see them. It's nice to kind of reconnect with old, you know, I mean, these are old friends, yeah. You know, 35 years ago.
Yeah,
so
we do that. Our Rancho reunions are every couple of years, and we'll four wall a bar and, by the bar for a couple hours or whatever and put a band in there and a bunch of Rancho high school people in North Las Vegas.
I haven't been.
Very cool.
The ghetto school.
I haven't been to not one of my high school reunions, believe it or not.
It's not a reunion. It's like a get-together,
oh.
You know, but it's every couple of years we do it.
So nice.
It's
that's
a
cool.
lot of fun. So let's recap the numbers for people
recap
who joined us late.
Which three numbers?
The number of homes sold and the number on the still on the market.
So right now, what's still on the market is 655 homes.
What?
600 and single. Okay, so your total inventory is 655. I will break that down for you. 35 model homes, 55 manufactured homes, 9 town homes, 116 condos, and 450 single family homes.
That 116 so number is
that's high on the condos.
Surprise, yeah.
But remember we discussed that the winter visitors have left, so a lot of those condos do come back on the market. And the single family is down from last month. I think we had 474 last month at this time. Closed was 162, so 129 single family, 121 condos and townhomes, and 12 manufactured homes.
What's that for inventory, about
five and a half months?
Yes, we're sitting at, we're getting to almost a balanced market, which it feels like inventory's down, but we're pretty balanced with the number of contracts that we're seeing per month.
Is it 6 months? Is that considered your balance?
Pretty much so, yeah.
At?
That's a goal.
Got it.
I'm playing you guys off right now, like the Oscars.
I go back to September. There were only 340 on market.
Yeah, September.
Really?
Yeah, we had a real low. We got low.
All right.
Wow.
But we also weren't closing as many in September either. It was just a shifting market.
Wow.
So why am I playing Jimmy? Why do you think?
Did he die today?
No,
your news has been all bad about dying rock stars.
Did he not pay his taxes?
No. Check the, in 67, Jimi Hendrix, the Walker Brothers, Cat Stevens, and Engelbert Humperdinck. What a ticket, right? All appeared at the Odeon, Blackpool, England. Tickets were 5 and 10 shillings. That's 70 cents and $1.40 equivalent.
That's
Can you believe
crazy.
That? That's a great stat right there.
Right.
And yeah, that won't even get you a kitchen a faucet. Man, all right, Real Estate Power Hour.
Cool.
Another successful voyage. And I was going to take it straight up to the top of the hour, but we got to take this break. And I'll come back and I'll tell you what's happening on tomorrow's show when we return. Chad Hansen, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And Jennifer Luzzi, thank you.
You're very welcome.
And Kelly Welton.
Yeah.
Said Helton.
Kelly Welton out of Texas.
I know,
yep.
I know a Helton, but no, Kelly Welton. You sound like a pitcher.
Yeah.
Maybe I am.
Did you start? Did you start for the Rangers or anything?
No, no, no. That's only in my dreams.
No. Oh, really? And the Rangers broke my heart 1 year, so. I'm a Diamondbacks fan, so what do you want?
I'm a big Padres fan.
So. Oh, are you?
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah. Padres.
Ted Leitner is one of my favorite announcers of all time.
He's a terrific announcer.
Right?
Yeah.
My Padres.
My.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Right on tomorrow's show, Brian Springberg will be here. Don't have a show scheduled yet for Friday. I don't expect to either. Sean Hannity is up next, preceded by Fox News. Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Power Hour. Do you want to say it? Marissa's trying to say boom, but she doesn't have a microphone on. So, all right, we'll see you tomorrow.
It's KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.